Oklahoma has nearly 5,000 dams, more than most other states. When they were built, they were classified based on the risk their failure would pose to people and property. For many, it's been decades since that risk was determined, and the potential hazard has changed because Oklahoma's changed. There are houses, roads, and people where there weren't before, and State Impact's Logan Layden looks at the costly ongoing push to match dams to the risk they pose now.
Reclassifying dams is expensive and time-consuming. The Oklahoma Water Resources Board oversees the state's dam safety program, and Director Johannes Sugung is trying to meet a pressing public safety need without a lot of money.
We have really limited resources, and so our resources, we tend to put all these high-hazard dams and significant hazard dams and kind of put on the back burner a little bit on the low-hazard dams.
The problem is some of those low-hazard dams would be considered high-hazard today. Oklahoma's first dam classifications were done in the 1970s, and for many dams, that remains the only time their hazard potential was assessed.
So from this, we kind of find out, like, wow, it's been 20, 30 years.
The Association of Dam Safety Officials puts out yearly reports comparing the states, the latest of which shows the amount of the state budget Oklahoma directs to dam safety is a fraction of the national average. But an influx of federal money in 2009 kickstarted the reclassification effort and meant OWRB could afford an aerial assessment of the low-hazard dams. About 600 of them didn't look so low-hazard anymore. Further mapping and site visits narrowed the total number to about 30.
So since that time, when there's many of the classifications were done, there's been more development in these areas. And we've really tried to go back since 2009 and reclassify it, which there has been an attempt because much of the development has continued.
Dams in Oklahoma are owned by state, federal, and local governments, as well as utility companies. But about half of the state's dams are privately owned, and private dam owners have to foot the bill for upgrades if, say, their low-hazard dam is reclassified as high-hazard, and it can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I mean, they don't have a lot of resources to suddenly follow our rules.
Instead, the OWRB has focused on dams owned by conservation districts and cities like Norman, which are more able to pay for such expensive fixes.
Frankly, we didn't know much about the dam.
Norman Public Works Director Sean O'Leary says when Norman annexed the tiny community of Hall Park in the early 2000s, it didn't think much about the swimming hole local residents had been using since the 1940s.
And sure enough, Hall Park Dam, there was a lot of problems with tree growth and lack of maintenance, and the dam, I think, was a foot shorter than it should have been, and so on and so forth. So we literally redesigned the Hall Park Dam, rebuilt it, and then recertified it with them to the tune of about $300,000. Worked with the neighborhood, Hall Park neighborhood. Several of them weren't very happy.
You could not see any of those houses over there.
Stepping into her backyard, Alice Lindsay, who lives right next to the dam, is still upset about it.
All of that area, that dam right there, was covered with trees, some of them 100 years old. Like I said, there was a natural stream that ran right down there. It was a beautiful area. They came in, and now we look like a gravel pit or a rock quarry out here, like the Great Mississippi's going to come through, and they got to block it up.
Norman would have rather not pulled those old trees up or spent $300,000, but O'Leary says there was no choice. The Hall Park Dam was now high hazard, because if the worst-case scenario happened, some massive flood without the dam being upgraded, there's a chance this could have been the result.
The force of the additional floodwaters then cause a breach in the dam. And, of course, a breach in the dam could have caused damage to properties. It could have flooded people. There could have been people harmed downstream from the dam. Robinson Street could have been overtopped. There's a number of things that could have happened that would not be good. And typically those things happen in the heat of a flood.
Oklahoma has used federal money to add staff to its dam safety program and is offering free inspections of low-hazard dams, the idea being not to fall 40 years behind this time. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact Oklahoma, sponsored by Communities Foundation of Oklahoma, helping donors contribute to charitable organizations by managing and distributing grants, scholarships, and gifts. CFOK.org.